All righty. Ooh, snarty pig. I gotta love baby noises. Today is Wednesday, December 29th. Two more days left of 2010. The 30th and the 31st. And then it's over. We're on to another year. Along with Christmas being used as a time to reflect and seek Christ in our lives, the end of the year seems to bring another opportunity for reflection. I know that's one thing I've always done in my life. New Year's has always been a time of reflection for me. Many often stop to think about the year, the difficulties and the hardships that they've endured, the blessings that they've received, and how the Lord's led them. Even if they don't truly know the Lord, a lot of times people will still give the Lord credit for all that they've been through throughout the year. Scriptures do tell us to meditate on all these things. In Joshua 1:8, the word reads, "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Psalm 77:12 says, "I will meditate also of all thy work, and talk of thy doings." And Psalms 143:5 says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands." So not only does it seem that the season of Christmas is used to reach and draw those closer to the Lord, but also through the word, as these scriptures that I've just read, we know that God intends for us to think about the things that has been done in our lives, to think about his ways, to meditate on those things. Now, to meditate means to engage in thought contemplation or reflect. That's what meditate means. So it actually does mean to sit and think about things that you're reflecting on the past. And scripture does tell us that we should do these things, that we should always keep within our hearts the ways of the Lord. And that's part of that meditation is also memorizing the scripture and drawing closer unto God and allowing his work to be done, all those types of things. So the word does tell us that we are to meditate on thy work and talk about God's doings in our life. That would be our testimonies. Those are what we are called to do. It just seems that more often than not, a lot of people do. There's two times in my life I always did that. Reflection was New Year's and my birthday. New Year's because obviously it's a new calendar year. Everything starts anew. Everybody's hoping for a better, more prosperous year. And then my birthday always was, you know, because it's an anniversary of my birth, to reflect on how the past year has been and look to a different, you know, to the new year upcoming, how that will come about. So those are two times in my life that I've always done that. And I was interested. It really surprised me when the word tells us these things, to meditate and to think about things and to reflect about that and to keep in mind the things that God does do for us. Because without knowing what he's brought you through makes it difficult, next to impossible, to remember or to see how he may bring you through what's ahead. A lot of times people forget what God's already done in their lives. They're so focused on a circumstance or a problem or a situation that's right before them that they forget what God just brought them through it. And I'm sorry, but if God brought you through it last time, what makes you think he won't bring you through it again? Our God is faithful. He wants to, you know, he doesn't like us to suffer needlessly for no reason, just to, you know, he's not mean. He's not a mean God. We know that these things are meant to draw us closer to him. And when we see the way God's hand works in our lives and how he's brought us through things, that helps strengthen us to go through, to continue to walk on and to see what else is going to happen. A lot of times things happen differently, and that gives us more insight and more guidance and direction, more strength. We also read of meditation in Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. The word says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands by the presbytery." Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine, unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So not only are we supposed to meditate on the Lord's works and talk of his doings, but we're also supposed to be examples and give attendance to those things and meditate on the gifts that God has given within us and how we are called to use those for the good of the kingdom, to draw others to him. So there's another form of meditation there that we are called to do, not just to reflect on God's work in our hand, but also what gifts God's given us that allow us to speak to other believers, to non-believers, to lead them to the Lord. New Year's, because of the way society views the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, it seems to bring forth opportunities to speak to others that may not necessarily have been there previously. We've talked about this the past couple of weeks during service, challenges issued, guidance given, to try to bring forth those conversations and try to bring more people to the Lord, and that now being the time. So it's something to hear this scripture now with tonight's service and to realize that this is what God intends for us to do. Let us keep in mind that while it's important to be sure to reflect and to sing praises to the Lord, it's also important to remember the lessons that we've all learned through scriptures this past year. That we're sure that we remember those messages given and not allow our memories to fail us when certain situations come up and when we're tried and, you know, the devil tries to pull us away from the will of the Lord. So I've picked out like one from every month just to kind of highlight, to give you a list. But we've received messages this year on battles, on promises, on confessing our sins, knowing versus trusting, love and understanding, healing and victory, dreams and joy, standing firm, failing, creation, motive, obedience. And then we also recently received guidance and direction on the Christmas story through different sides. We received it through the wise men. We received it through Joseph's side, Mary's side, and then just drawing close to the actual Christmas story and the birth of our Savior. We've had a lot of messages this year. What's nice is that I don't even remember. Aaron, do you remember when we started recording? November 2008? 9. November of 9. So we do still, we have a full year of recorded services that can always be used to reflect. What's nice is there is a section that Aaron has designed that gives you the subjects on a one place to go web shot or screenshot. That's the entire year that you can scan through and see all the service subjects. And I encourage you to go back and listen to those messages. They're designed to help strengthen us and also to help us meditate and focus on the things that God has spoken, that the Holy Spirit has brought forward and that has been spoken through me. So let's face it, God has been good to us. We've seen projects completed. We've seen new projects begun. A union, our first union at our altar. New faces in the congregation. And a new ministry began this year. What this new year will bring, only the Lord knows, but I know there are always a few things that we must remember. We should never forget what God has brought us through. We should never forget to praise Him and thank Him. But one of the biggest things that we should always remember to do is to count our blessings. When you don't feel like praying or you just can't find the words to speak to the Lord, you can always try the old standby, which is to count your blessings. And count them and name them one by one. It's easy to get carried away from worries and woes and self-concern when you start naming out loud what you're thankful for. It's like singing God's praises. The devil can't stand it when you sing. And he runs. You'll also gain strength by focusing on your blessings. It removes your focus from your circumstances and removes that discouragement that the devil tries to bring. I had a conversation the other night with a friend that I hadn't talked to in a while. And I reminded her that it's important to remember the things that God does for us. And to not allow the devil to take those things away. You have to stand up to the devil. You don't want him to attack you, you have to stand up to him. You have to refuse to allow the devil to have victory over you. You do. Only you have the strength within you to do that. You can seek God and you can ask God to give you that strength, but it comes from within you. Only you can stand up to the way the devil's attacking you. And only you can refuse to not be a victim and to not allow the devil to have that victory over you. So one of the ways to do that, if you're not entitled to sing and, you know, prayer escapes you, count your blessings. Name off the things one by one what you're thankful for. Right away, the focus shifts from your needs to the Father's graciousness and love. We know that there are a lot of ways God has blessed us, especially this past year. I can't imagine none of us being grateful for some blessings that God has given, to be able to at least say them. Try this. Look up and say, "Thank you, Lord, for your sovereign control over our circumstances, for your holy character in spite of our sinfulness, for your word that gives us direction, and for your grace that removes our guilt." Look around and say, "Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful country, for close family ties, for an opportunity to help others, and for a place to live, clothes to wear, and food to eat." Look within and say, "Thank you, Lord, for eyes that see the beauty of your creation, for minds that are curious, creative, and competent, for memories of pleasure and recent accomplishments, for broken dreams and lingering afflictions that humble us, for a sense of humor that brings healing and hope. He is worthy of our highest praise and gratitude. To God goes all the glory. What's nice about this being the last service in the year 2010 is that it allows me to remind you all of the mighty ways God has worked in our lives, in this ministry. To come through another year, to see another anniversary of the ministry. March will mark another anniversary of my ministry. That'll be 3 years on the pulpit. And for just to see the way God has led, the way he's grounded us and strengthened us. How many here knows without a doubt they would not, there's nothing, no payment that could be given to pull them away from the Lord? That comes from all God's brought you through and comes from all the promises that you know are yet to come because of God's word, because of the messages that he gives us, for the strength that he gives us and the abilities that he gives us to that allow us to share those things with others. Because we know that it's not just for us, it's for others as well. And who wouldn't want to share it? It's not like there's not enough to go around. Be different if there was, you know, we might be a little greedy, but we know there's plenty. We know that God will see to everyone's needs. He certainly has blessed us, seen us through a lot of trials, a lot of tribulation, a lot of battles still being fought and victories not yet given. But God's in control. And he knows our needs. He has a plan. He's working it out. We know there will be times where we will be weak. There will be times when we will feel battled and we just will not have the strength nor the words to take care of it, to set things right. But the good thing is that the word tells us when we are weak, God is strong. Even in our weaknesses, God still sees and takes care of us. It's not always easy to continue to walk by faith, but I can't imagine doing anything different. People tell me that I'm strong. I tell them, no, I'm not. I'm not strong. I'm stubborn. I refuse to quit. I refuse to quit. My sister and I have both said many times that our parents raised us differently. When you feel like there is no choice, you don't consider it. When you're sick and you don't feel like getting up and going to work, you do it anyway because there's no choice. You just do it. It's hard to explain why we do the things that we do, but, you know, thank God he knows us and he knows why. There's a reason for everything, and this new year will bring new trials, new victories, new praises sung, new battles won. And we will stand here week after week, once again, singing his praises and glorifying him until he returns. Hopefully the ministry will continue to grow. We'll continue to gather here. Hopefully this new year will give us new opportunities to have more fellowship. I'm looking forward to the new year. My family's seen a lot of loss. I'm hoping this year we won't have as much. Christmas and New Year's is not a good time for me. Never has been. But I don't know where I would be without the Lord. And if for no other reason, if all I do is sit on New Year's and just thank God for all the things that he's done in my life, that would be enough for me. I don't need to, you know, be around a bunch of people, have a lot of friends, do a lot of things. But just to be able to say that I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, that I know the Lord, that I've seen his mighty hand at work in my life, there's nothing greater than that. And every year, it grows, my faith and my relationship with him. I encourage you to reflect and to meditate on the ways God has worked in your life in this past year. Share it with others. And continue to seek the opportunities that God has yet to bring. That next year will show us just as much of a review for the year, for 2011, as we could reflect and review for the year 2010. And that our praises will always be sung, each and every time. Amen. That's the message for tonight. Does anybody have anything to add or any questions? Alrighty. If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.